avatalk.ir.
Elementary 4, Unit 7, page 54. Planes to rockets in 60 years. There are just 60 years between the first long fight and the first person on the moon. In the 20th century, progress in aviation was phenomenal. On July 25, 1909, a Frenchman, Louis Blériot, became the first person to complete the first long flight when he flew from Calais in the north of France to Dover in the south of England. Blériot's flight amazed all of Europe. People thought that such a flight was impossible. The flight wasn't easy. Mr. Blériot, a 37-year-old engineer, couldn't swim, so he didn't want to come down in the English Channel. He couldn't walk very well because of an injury to his leg, and he didn't have a compass. On the morning of the 25th, he took off at 4:30 from a field at the edge of a cliff. It took 37 minutes to complete the 22-mile trip. The plane flew at 40 miles per hour at an altitude of 250 feet. Everything went well until he flew into fog. I continued flying for 10 minutes, but I couldn't see the land, only the sky and the sea. It was the most dangerous part of the flight. I wasn't worried about the machine. It flew beautifully. Finally, I saw the land, he told reporters, landing in England. When he got to Dover, he saw a French journalist waving a flag. He cut the engine at 60 feet and crashed into a field. The news quickly went around the world, and Mr. Blériot's flight was celebrated in London and Paris. He won a prize of £1,000, about $1,700. The crossing was the start of modern aviation, said Louis Blériot, the grandson of the pioneer, on July 16, 1969, at 9:30 in the morning. Apollo 11 lifted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. There were three astronauts, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins. The enormous rocket took 3 days to complete the 250,000 miles to the moon, traveling at 6 miles per second, 21,600 miles an hour. Then it circled the moon 30 times, giving time to prepare for the landing. The lunar landing. The lunar module landed on a part of the moon called the Sea of Tranquility at 8:17 in the evening on July 20th. It was time for the astronauts to rest, but they were too excited to sleep. At 3 a.m. on July 21st, Neil Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon. 600 million people all over the world watched on TV. As Armstrong took his first steps, he said the famous words, "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." Walking on the moon. Armstrong and Aldrin spent 2.5 hours walking on the moon. They collected samples and set up scientific equipment. Finally, they put up a U.S. flag. After 22 hours on the moon, the lunar module lifted off and flew up to join the rocket that took them back to Earth. They left an inscription. "Here, men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969. We came in peace for all mankind. This flight was the beginning of people's exploration of space."
avatalk.ir